WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. China has responded to new U.S. tariffs by announcing it will impose 15% tariffs on key U.S. farm products, including chicken, pork, soy, and beef. The move following a 20% tariff slapped on Chinese goods by President Trump, who also imposed a 25% tariff on Mexico and Canada. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has reaction.
If these tariffs stay in place, economists expect you could start to see price hikes by Memorial Day. For groceries, it could be within weeks or even days. About 63% of U.S. vegetable imports come from Mexico. Think bell peppers, cucumbers, strawberries, tomatoes, limes, avocados, a lot of that fresh produce. And grocers, they can't really stockpile those foods in advance.
The White House announcing it's pausing all military aid to Ukraine. Those issues and others expected to be talked about tonight during the president's first address his term to a joint session of Congress. Pope Francis off a mechanical ventilator today. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature are staying on message. They want a tax cut done before the next state budget. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August was on WISN-TV's Upfront program, and he said the one-time $4.6 billion state surplus is only here because Governor Tony Evers continues to veto tax cuts. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel reiterates his position on President Trump's pardons of those who took part in the January 6th Capitol attacks. Schimmel said Monday he supports the president's right to pardon, but he disagrees with Trump's decision to pardon those who committed violent acts against police during the attacks. And a Wisconsin Elections Commission audit found no voting machine errors in Donald Trump's win. The commission said they found no evidence that any of the voting machines used and audited in Wisconsin changed votes from one candidate to another or altered the outcome of any audited contest.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Cloudy with rain likely this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, more rain. Could get an inch or more with a low of 34. Tomorrow, rain mixing with and changing to snow. Couple of inches possible with wind and blowing snow possible on Wednesday as well. Our high right around 41. You can get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect. Call today 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
99.7
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 8:03 on Tuesday morning. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, MC Hammer on Max FM.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands, you got it like that, now you know you wanna dance, so move out of your seat, and get a fire girl, and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit, and let the noise go on, like that, like that. Pull a little bit, just fall on back, let them know that you're too much, and this is a beat they can't touch. Touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You're talking about the hammer. You're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating so fast them a white or a tape. To learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word because you know. You can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't prove the list, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it for a winner. Touch this. Look, man, you can't touch
can't touch this. You better get a hype, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so hype.
So mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad to me. Once I come along and down by the dozen, I ain't nothing but kissing. Let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hard, hard to hand and now. Oh yeah, yeah, hey, let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Yeah.
some of them hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast this morning. We are expecting rain this afternoon with a high of 51. Tonight, rain is likely a low of 33, winds gusting 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, snow possibly mixed with rain, becoming all snow around 11 a.m. Temperatures will be about 39 degrees by about this time tomorrow, then throughout the day falling to 29 degrees. Winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 40 miles per hour. An inch or two of snow is possible tomorrow morning. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 39. On Friday, slight chance of snow, mostly sunny with a high of 39. Looking ahead to the weekend, we're looking at highs near 40 and sunny. Currently, it is 42 degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily.
Yes, it is. It's kind of nice right now. It's kind of weird to think about the idea that we'd have a bit of a snowstorm or rainstorm or anything today or later tonight. It looks lovely right now. So, yeah.
It does. The sun is shining right now. I'm looking outside here.
Yeah, I know. And that's what they say about Wisconsin. As soon as you get used to the weather, it's going to change. So that's the only thing you can count on. So here we go.
That's right.
At least it's nothing like a Flamin' Hot Cheeto, Dave. Just saying.
Right. You know, and you could blow your money on eating a lot of Cheetos, but this one's like you almost have too much money without telling someone you have too much money. A Flamin' Hot Cheeto that looks kind of like a Pokemon character just sold at an auction for an insane amount of money, Emily.
Oh my gosh. I can't even hardly read this. Like, Cheetos. I don't know. I have strong feelings about Cheetos.
When we're done, we're going to talk about that because we want to know what your feelings are. We care about your feelings, Emily, and we want to know what your feelings are about Cheetos.
No, you just want to argue with me about whether or not I should like Cheetos. I know where this is
going. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get through the story first, and then we'll talk about your feelings.
This is about proving me and my Cheeto feelings wrong on the air. Anywho, okay, this person, though, I don't think is making good choices about Cheetos. Just saying. So,
no, me neither.
Hot Cheeto that looks like a Pokemon character just sold at auction for $88,000. You heard me right, folks. $88,000. I don't even know what to say about that. Again, I'm taking deep breaths to get through this story. A Flamin' Hot Cheeto just sold at auction for an insane amount of money, 88 grand. Fans think it looks like Charizard, not sure if I'm saying that right, which is a Pokemon character, one of the rarer ones. So it got the nickname Cheetozard.
And you look at this picture of Cheetozard, and I'm like, wow.
Oh, that's so creepy looking. Okay, you need to put this on Facebook.
I do.
Wow. Okay, so I'm just going to try my best here to describe this for you folks before you can see this on Facebook. To me, it looks like a grotesque monster, but I guess when you look close, if you don't know what the character looks like, my guess is it's a dragon-looking thing because it's got like a wing and a couple of legs down below. It looks like some kind of like horns or something or some fin or something like that on the top, and then like a weird-looking tail. So again, there's nothing, no, $88,000. That just, I feel sorry for the person's value system about this cheat.
I do
I'm just
too.
Be really honest.
I mean,
that is not okay.
Yeah, I think that's weird. $88,000. And that seems weird to me.
Yeah, so let's see what they... So it was in a place in Georgia called First and Goal Collectibles. Went viral last spring after posting a video of it. They said they'd been hanging on to it for 5 years.
Right.
Okay, that in itself is super nasty. It's 3 inches long and they framed it to look like a trading card. Okay, so how much did they get? An online auction site called Golden listed it last month at the starting bid of $250. Pretty pricey for a single Cheeto. But the auction didn't end until this past weekend and it sold for 88 grand.
Isn't that crazy?
The winning bid was 72 grand, but note for those of you buying things online on auctions, when you tack on fees, it's 87,840. So just saying, that's like 15Ks in fees. So just be thoughtful when you're buying things online, especially at auction. Whoever bought it apparently thinks it'll be worth even more than that someday, or it'd be way cooler if they bought it just to eat it. No, I don't agree with that either. So yeah, I have so many feelings about this. Why are you wasting so much money? Like, there's literally people and animals out there that are hungry. Like, what are you doing? That just bothers my soul. But, and so Cheetos, okay, so here's my feelings about Cheetos, Dave.
Okay, can, what are your feelings? We want to know this. Your feelings. We like to discuss your feelings this morning about Cheetos.
When I grew up, and, you know, we didn't, you know, whatever, we didn't get junk food much. We didn't get chips and all that kind of stuff. It was kind of a treat when I was a kid. So it was very limited, the kind of things you could choose from, right? There wasn't all that many choices. It was really kind of like potato chips. It was very exciting when they had ridges, and then there was sour cream and onion, and then there was barbecue, and then there was Doritos, one kind, nacho cheese, and then there were Cheetos. So for me, not getting the access to this kind of thing very often and having it be like a huge treat, mm-hmm. out of those things, Cheetos were at the bottom of the pile because, one, they have a weird texture, they get stuck in your throat, they dye your hands a weird color, and frankly, they do not taste anything like cheese, and I think we all know out there how I feel about cheese. It's the love of my life, so if something's faking being like cheese and it's not actually like cheese and dyeing my hands and the grossest out of the five choices I have, no. Then they came out with Flamin' Hot Cheetos. A long time ago, I worked, when I was in college, I worked with after-school programs, and that's when Flamin' Hot Cheetos came out, and these kids were just eating them like nobody's business, and I just know that they're made of nothing but junk, and they were super spicy, so these kids were like getting belly aches left and right, so adding on to my Cheetos misery, I was like, this is the grossest snack of all. And now they made it grosser. And all these gorgeous little kids are eating these Cheetos. And they're like just always belly aching from it. You know, and I was frustrated that this is what they were being provided for a snack. You know, it all kind of went in this big picture of like frustration. But again, with the Cheetos. Then now onto my saga. And we're going to have to cut here because this could go on forever. They came out with the cheese puffs. Right? And I think they're made by Cheetos, I want to say, right? The ones that look like...
Yeah,
like
they are. There's a Cheetos version.
And those are... I think they have like a white cheddar version. So those are delectable. I will eat those all day because, yes, I understand they're filled with air and the garbage that Cheetos is made out of, but they taste good and they don't have this weird like texture that gets stuck in your throat. And you really honestly can't even barely chew a Cheeto. It just gets stuck in your teeth. So those I will lean into all day. Those are delicious. And then they kind of started disappearing a little bit and they came out with all these other gross regular Cheeto flavors. So I'm just like, stop with the Cheetos. Just give me the little cheese puff deals. Or if I'm going to venture into a junk food snack, that's not going to be my choice. Nope. They're it. Sour cream and onion barbecue all day. Like just saying, it's just better. So, but we learned what the other day, how potato chips are what the second worst thing you can
eat. Yes.
So no Cheetos for me.
Well, and I'm going to say I respectfully disagree with you because Cheetos are the best thing ever. Love them. And you know what? I don't even care if they get my fingers orange. I just love the Cheetos. And so, you know, I love them. I've grown up eating them. It's one of my favorite snack foods. And, you know, I don't eat the Flaming Hot ones. Those I can't do. Not my thing. But, oh, my goodness, Cheetos. If I go to a certain sandwich shop and they have Cheetos out, yes, I'm getting the Cheetos every single time. Plus, our dog loves to share Cheetos with me. So we both love Cheetos. So, you know, I cannot wait to bring some Cheetos into the Max FM studio and share them with all of my coworkers so they can all share in the wonderful orange hands and enjoy their Cheetos. So, yes.
Touching those nice white new walls then up in that studio there that just got painted for you. Because, like, if I see Cheeto hand marks up there, I'm going to tell the landlord we're going to have some problems.
No, I was more worried about the board. I'm more worried about the board having fingerprints. The walls, yeah, that's concerning. But on the board, that one concerns me. Yeah, no eating at the board, just in case anyone's curious. No food in the new Max FM studio at the board. That is not the place to eat your lunch or your Cheetos.
I happen to know that there is a drawer of snacks, though, in the studio, but it's not to be used when you're at the board, FYI.
Yes.
There are people in my family that very much like Cheetos. So, you know what? It's everybody's, you know, cross to bear whether or not they want to do the Cheeto thing. I'm not going to dislike people. And all these things we have in common. So now Dave and Emily have things that they are very divisive about, and Cheetos is one of them, and that is okay. See? We're still going to have a great time in the morning show. It's going to be fine.
Yes, yes, it is. No, we love our food, so, but it's, yes, I can't wait. Now I'm hungry, so we're going to have to get some Cheetos, so I know what I'm doing. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days, no more Cheetos. Yes. So we'll talk about calendar days at 8:40. And there's some good ones on there, too, if you haven't looked already. There's some fun ones.
There is. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy delicious German and Mediterranean food right downtown in the Dells at one of the area's newest restaurants, Hofbräuhaus. Try one of 30 international beers featuring Germany's Weihenstephan, the world's oldest brewery. Why not order a flight of delicious beers or a glass of wine? Their unique food menu at this intimate establishment includes schnitzel, brats, gigantic pretzels, incredible shish kebabs, Turkish meatballs, and desserts. Your next magical dining experience awaits at Hofbräuhaus on Broadway in Wisconsin Dells. Prost!
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home, Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Don't miss this party.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
We'll be right back.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:26 on Tuesday morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Here is Pat Benatar. Love is a battlefield when you're arguing about Cheetos on Max FM.
We are young.
Oh,
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. All right. We are weighing in on the Cheetos controversy this morning. Are you Team Dave or are you Team Emily? Do you love Cheetos? Do you hate them? Go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Let us know your thoughts. We have a picture of that flaming hot Cheeto out there as well. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The NFL's 2025 franchise tag deadline is this afternoon, 3 o'clock Central Time. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. All 32 NFL teams need to designate their tags by that deadline. The Packers re-signing linebacker Isaiah McDuffie to a two-year, $8 million contract extension yesterday. A deal could climb to $9.5 million with playtime incentives. McDuffie started every game this past season and racked up a career-high 94 tackles. Bucks shoot for their third straight win. They're in Atlanta to take on the Hawks tonight. The Horizon League tournament tips off tonight. Green Bay Phoenix are hoping to play the role of Cinderella. They're in Oakland, Michigan to take on the Golden Grizzlies. Opening round action, Green Bay just 4-27 on the season. Brewers bolstering their starting rotation, signing left-handed starter Jose Quintana to a one-year deal. 35-year-old made 31 starts for the Mets last season. Cactus League Baseball, Brewers fell to the Reds 5-4. They'll square off against the White Sox today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Cloudy with rain likely this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, more rain. Could get an inch or more with a low of 34. Tomorrow, rain mixing with and changing to snow. Couple of inches possible with wind and blowing snow possible on Wednesday as well. Our high right around 41. You can get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect. Call today 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43. 99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Let us know your thoughts on Cheetos. Team Dave or Team Emily, go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Let us know your thoughts this morning. Here are the Pretenders back on the Chain Gang on Max FM.
I found a picture of you. Hijacked my world at night to a place in the past we've been cast out of. Oh, now we're back in the fight. We're back on the train. Pigeon from hell. Oh. threw sand in our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
kiss.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, and 99.7 Max FM. More music and Cheetos with Dave and Emily every morning right here on Max FM.
You know, no Cheetos for you. I'm going to put a stop to that. You can be talking about that on the air. No more music and Cheetos. What there is more of today, though, is Carnival everywhere. In so many places around the world, they are celebrating today. So Ecuador Carnival is a popular celebration that takes its origins from the remembrance of Jesus. So there is some background here that I know not a lot about, but that's the blurb that I got to read. There is also Carnival being celebrated today, in Brazil. And I believe I also saw, there was another one I saw on here.
Angola.
That I'm not, yes, thank you. Yes, so it's a big party day everywhere. It is also Mardi Gras.
The biggest party of the year, the biggest celebration and best in the world, it is Mardi Gras. And appropriately, it's National Marching Band Day. So, you know, I think those two go together, and maybe we could get the Cheetos band to go through downtown Baraboo today. But if you
I'm
eat
sorry
too
to
many...
tell you folks, Dave is making things up. There is no such thing as a Cheetos band, and there never will be.
Well, maybe.
Just kidding.
Are they Team Dave or are they Team Emily? Huh? We'll have to go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page.
Of you leading a band dressed as a Cheeto. Okay, there you go. Right back at ya.
I know. But if you eat too many Cheetos, it is World Obesity Day, and that's something that is definitely a very serious disease. And so definitely something to keep in mind. So that's something I wanted to mention as I was looking at that. And so there's some other good ones out there as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is totally random and not anything close to what we were just talking about, but whatever. There's no game without a Game Master. International GM, as in Game Master Day. All the more reason to appreciate them. Now, I've never played like a full-on campaign game where it has a Game Master, but I know people who do, and it's pretty intense, man. Like, it's you're living in another life being a different character than you are in reality, so I think people really enjoy it, so it's pretty cool.
Yes.
And it's a lot to be a Game Master, as far as I understand. It's quite a bit to learn, and then quite a bit to teach and be able to kind of, like, run a situation like that. So it's probably a lot like running a meeting in civic media.
Well, it depends on if it's with our Max FM staff. Oh, with Cheetos. I'll bring the Cheetos. moving right along. It is National Dance the Waltz Day. And so today's the day to go dance a waltz. Now, if I'm going to be dancing the waltz, not going to happen because I can't dance.
See, now I told you there's some major differences between Dave and Emily. We have a lot of similarities, but I can dance. I'm pretty good at it. So there we go. You know what? Along with the theme of who likes Cheetos, who can dance. I mean, maybe there's something that's correlation there. Just saying. No, I'm just kidding.
Could be a Cheetos dance-off.
But there is a beautiful picture of some folks dancing the waltz with a tuxedo with tails and this gorgeous like yellow dress flaring. And one thing that's cool about the waltz, it's the same backbeat as the polka. So if you know how to dance to Oompa, you know how to waltz, basically. Just saying. So 1, 2, 3, 4, boys and girls, you can do it. I believe in you. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. What else do we got here?
National Safety Day. So that, we have safety dance. So those two and two could go together, right? So it supports both local and national governments and safety. But there you go. Safety dance.
I
see how
I
brought that together.
It's also National Pound Cake Day.
Ooh.
I think that's a fun one, right?
I do, too. That looks good.
Yeah, I mean, it looks really good. And I think that I never knew why it was called pound cake until, more recently. But it's literally because they used to make it exactly to weigh a pound. And that every time. So, and you see him in these cute little pans, right? And that's supposed to be a pound. So I don't know if it actually is, but that's the idea. I like this one. Learn about the two sides of leadership. Of the leadership coin on Courageous Follower Day. So it takes a lot to be a leader. It also takes a lot to find a leader to follow. So I like that a lot. I think that's super important because we can all learn from each other. Everybody takes a different spot in kind of a group dynamic. So it's all to be respected. On a more very serious note, it is National Brain Injury Awareness Day. Follow the evolution of our understanding of brain injuries and why collective awareness is important. This is huge because obviously in the last, 10, 15 years, there's been a lot of media attention paid to concussions, different kind of acceptability of levels in certain sports. I've known quite a few people in my life that have suffered brain injuries, you know, in different levels of trauma, and it's not to be played around with. I mean, there's just so much to the brain. It's so complicated, and there's so much we don't know. So, I mean, bonking your head, you know, used to kind of tease people about it when I was a kid. It was like, you know, everybody's bonking their head, and it was no big thing, but it's a thing. So let's be very thoughtful about people we know who've suffered this, because it's long-lasting.
It is, and it's something that they take seriously. I mean, just if you look at the developments that they made within the football with the helmets and so forth, it's something that's important, and I know... Also, one of the other sports I follow closely is NASCAR and the innovations that they've done there, because there's been some serious crashes. A lot of them have involved the neck and head. And so it's very important, and it is long lasting. One of the former NASCAR drivers, Kurt Busch, actually had been into an accident while racing, and that ended his career because he suffered trauma to his head. He ended up retiring because of that. So it's very serious, and it was very much downplayed. I remember when I was younger, involved in sports, you bumped your head, you got right back up, and now they do a much better job with that. So that's good. And a positive note, it's International Scrapbooking Industry Day. So for those that scrapbook, today is your day. And, you know, we mentioned this one at the start of our show. It's our show opener, Hug a GI Day. So if you know someone that is serving, go give them a hug today. We thank them so much for their service. And that's why we opened our show with that this morning, Emily.
I love that. Hey, Denise, if you're out there, giving you a mental hug right now, I appreciate you so much. So, she's in it, and she's been in it for a long time, and she does an amazing job at all the things she does. She's a busy lady, and she is such a success. So, Denise, give yourself a hug from Emily today.
That's
the rest
fantastic.
Of you, too, out there, no matter what you do, give yourself a hug, give a GI a hug, give, you know, your parents. I mean, maybe it's just a good day for sharing the love, whether it's hugs or just patting somebody in the back or saying, you know, hey, I appreciate you. You know, we really do try, as much as we tease on this show, to choose joy, choose love, put your kindest foot forward, and all that gooey stuff. It's good.
Yes. All right. This just came into my inbox. Breaking news right here live on Max FM. Alanis Morissette is betting on Vegas. She announced her first ever residency in Las Vegas for later this year. The ironic singer will perform 8 shows at Caesars Palace in October and November. Various pre-sales begin today, with the general on sale happening this Friday, March 7th. She made the announcement on her Instagram page, expressing her excitement as her Sin City stay put. So, yes, this is breaking news right here on Max FM this morning, 8:49. Alanis Morissette is going to have a first ever residency in Las Vegas.
That's wild. I love Alanis. That seems a little ironic, because she's so a little bit like alternative or whatever. So to do a residency in Vegas, which is kind of like, I don't know, that just seems interesting. Like, I'd love it, though. I'd love to see her in Vegas. That would be amazing. I think she's incredible. That's very exciting.
Yeah, so that's exciting. So just want to mention that before you and I signed off. Also, before we sign off, the controversy will continue. Are you Team Dave, love Cheetos, or Team Emily, no Cheetos? Go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. We want you to weigh in this. You know, it started with the guy spending $88,000 on the Flamin' Hot Cheeto. We both agree that's ridiculous, but yes or no to Cheetos. Go over and weigh in. We'll talk more about that tomorrow as I bring some Cheetos in for our next staff meeting.
I was going to say, there could be a fun little, you know, if we get enough texts or some interaction about this, maybe we could do like a little quick, easy choose a winner deal, something like that, and we can develop this. But it's pretty easy in that if you are Team Emily, no Cheetos, I will get you whatever potato chips that are good that you like. And if you're Team Dave and you win, maybe you'll get some Cheetos. We'll see. Anyways, more about that later. Dave will talk about this off air. Anyways, everybody have a wonderful Tuesday. We love you.
Yes, we do. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch and Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get 2 large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar.
It's the 13th annual Food Fair and Farmers Market. This will be happening at Sacred Heart School Gym, and it's part of the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living. This will be happening on March 8th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Enjoy great cheese, vegetables, maple syrup, honey, meat, bakery goods, and so much more. There'll also be food and process demos happening in the gym. Again, this happens at the Sacred Heart School Gym. It's on Saturday, March 8th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., the 13th annual Food Fair and Farmers Market. For all the details, check out Hill and Valley Exploration Tour on Facebook. And also that same Saturday from noon until 6 p.m., it's the 40th annual Reedsburg Fire Department 9-Pin Bowling Tournament. This event is open to the public. Shifts will be at noon, 3, and 6 p.m. with wonderful merchandise and raffles happening throughout the day. Get your teams together. It's $100 per team. And registration will run through Friday. Again, this is at Brewster's Lanes in Reedsburg. It's on Saturday, March 8th from noon until 6 p.m. The 40th annual Reedsburg Fire Department 9-Pin Team Bowling Tournament. All the details for it can be found at the Reedsburg Fire Department website. And on Sunday, March 9th, the clubhouse at Saddle Ridge will be hosting a St. Vincent de Paul Portage Meat Raffle. The proceeds will benefit the community outreach programs for St. Vincent de Paul Portage, as well as their programs and property updates. Again, this will be 3 until 5 p.m. on Sunday, March 9th at the clubhouse at Saddle Ridge in Portage.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
We tend not to think about right now. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at v.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Pushing me around.